Did you guys see that game last night? Legit. What'd you guys think about that game? I couldn't believe what I saw. I mean, it was pretty amazing to watch the Indians choke. I mean, that's what I call it. They choked. The Indians choked, and it was pretty amazing. I thought they were going to win. They did what my beloved Yankees did. They choked being three games up. But last night was a super choke. And those of you who listened to the show, I don't know if you enjoy. I got a lot of heat from people saying, you spent too much time talking about the Indian game. You're giving play-by-play. We didn't like that. It's a political show. If we want to listen to sports, we'll listen to Colin Cowherd. I know. I'm sorry, but it was in the moment there, guys. I'm sorry, but, man, good game. I kind of wanted to see the Cubs actually lose because I wanted to see Cubs fans cry. And I'm not too fond of the Ricketts family. Remember, they were the ones that got all pissy with Trump, and they were pumping millions into a super PAC opposing Trump. So I didn't want to see the Ricketts family get happy. I didn't want to see them in that locker room spraying champagne in each other's faces. I didn't want to see that. I would have liked to have seen them cry. I would love to have seen the Chicago fans just crying. They would have been crying like little bitches. But we didn't get to see it. Instead, it was Cleveland fans crying like little bitches. Little bitches. I'd love to... I mean, I don't listen to Hugh Hewitt, but I would have paid to listen to him today. Well, not paid. Okay, a dollar. But I wanted to hear what he had to say today because I know he's a big Cleveland fan. But yeah, it was pretty wild that they choked. Pretty wild, man. Big action. All right, so let's. God, there's so many things. I wanted to talk about the Olivia Nunzio. And it's funny, during the break in the green room on one of the monitors, if you go to, I know those of you on the East Coast are not seeing this, and I know those of you listening to us on the West Coast have already seen this earlier because we're on that delay. But if you go to Don Lemon's show, if you go to CNN, right now the topic is David Duke and the KKK support for Trump. I mean, that's their topic. Not that one of the Trump kids said he'd put a bullet in David Duke's head. No, it's David Duke and the KKK support for Trump. I've said it before. It's amazing. I mean, that was, listen, today Hillary Clinton was on the stump talking about Donald Trump being basically a Klan member. Like I said in our other segment, I'm waiting for the Democrats to say Trump will bring back slavery. I'm just waiting. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. Remember. Actually, what the hell is tomorrow? No, tomorrow's Friday. Today is Thursday. So maybe tomorrow. Remember what I said Monday. that there would be a story that Trump raped a black nun in a church, and while he was raping her, he called her a dumb N. He's kept calling her a dumb N. You dumb N, you N, you dirty N. Well, I said it would be here yesterday. It's not here. Here's Thursday. I said if it's not here, it won't be here tomorrow, because then you'll have the weekend and it will get buried. So look for this Monday. Look for the audio slash video of Trump raping a black nun in a church. Maybe in the church where those poor black people were killed by that little scumbag Dylan Roof. Maybe they'll have that. Maybe that's how they'll craft it, because that will really get the emotion going. I mean, they did drop the drunk Bush driving story a day before. So, I don't know. I predicted it yesterday. It didn't happen. I said, if it doesn't happen today, it won't happen tomorrow, because you're not going to go into the weekend. So, you got Monday. You got the Democrats and Rick Wilson and the world's ugliest girl. And I'm saying it. I know. I know. I'm not Brad Pitt or anything, but on my worst day, I could put makeup on, put a wig on, and look better than Liz Marr. On my worst day, okay? On my worst, I could shave and have my girlfriend put makeup on me, and I will look better than Liz Marr. I mean, that's a fact. That's a fact. So, who knows? Maybe Liz and Rick Wilson and Stuart Stevens, maybe they'll pull it out. Maybe they got the video of Trump raping the black woman. I don't know, but man, when you got Hillary talking about Trump and the KKK. I mean, I think at the speech today, I think at a rally today, like I said, that's what's on Don Lemon right now. Don Lemon, that's their top story. That's their top story. Donald Trump and the KKK. What? What? But I think today, at the Hillary rally, she had, I'm trying to punch it up on I got all my notes and people email me, and I've said this before. A lot of these sites have nothing but pop-ups and other funky, weird, jam your computer, because they're little scumbags that have to, I don't know what they have to do, but they have to have these ads. So you go to these sites and boom, they crash your computer, your browser, you get the wheel of death going. It's just a nightmare. It is. It's a nightmare. So you, I know, go get the, I know, you go get, you gotta, listen, I don't want to spend $1,000 a month on virus software stuff. You know, you get your basic virus software that protects you from viruses, real viruses, and then you gotta worry about, you know, the Daily Callers, whatever, or that little scumbag Ben Shapiro's website that will crash your browser. Jesus H, man, it's brutal. All right, people send me notes, and they send me, oh, Rob, you got to talk about this. I go to it. You know, I'll go to something. They give me a thing, and then it crashes. But I wanted to get the exact name of the woman. I wanted to put it in perspective for you of what Hillary did. But she had a woman. Again, it's like, how do you prove? You can't prove. It's like when the Daily Beast runs stories on Trump with anonymous staffers at The Apprentice. Well, Donald Trump was running around raping women and calling people ends. And man, well, who told you that? Anonymous staffers. Oh, okay. So Hillary did one better today. So she's in North Carolina because they got to win North Carolina. If Trump wins North Carolina, it's done. If he wins New Hampshire, done. If he wins Florida, done. Look at the Obama Romney race. Look at the Obama Romney race. Look at the states that Romney won. Look at the states that Obama won. And look where we are today. Because right now, even the media's polls, you know, the ones that they swear by, have Trump up in Ohio to the point where the Clinton camp is pretty close to writing off Ohio. That's why they are focusing on Florida and North Carolina, because they got to win Florida and North Carolina. They have to win it because Ohio's gone. And Romney won North Carolina. And Romney barely lost Florida. He lost it, but it was close. I think it was a point and a half. I think it was a point and a half. So it was close. So Hillary was in North Carolina. Trump is in North Carolina. And Hillary, Jesus. It's like, come on, man. Who won? Hey, do you guys know who won the Eagles game tonight, or is it still going on? I had some players in my fantasy thing. Yeah, man. You know what I'm going to have to do, you guys? I'm going to have to dig. So, Hillary had a woman who supposedly tried to get an apartment in one of Trump's buildings 30 years ago, whatever, during the 70s, when Trump's father was under investigation for housing discrimination. So Hillary had a woman, like in her 80s or something ridiculous like that. Another old, kind of like the woman that said Trump sexually harassed her, grabbed her pussy, had hands like octopuses. The one, and she was like 79 years old. So Hillary brings up another old lady. Nothing wrong with old people. My parents are old. But How do you dispute this? How do you play this race game with Democrats? Like, what do you say? How do you dispel what she's saying? It's just like the Billy Bush tape. So you have Trump being a showman, okay, had nothing to do with sexual assault, okay? The media, again, we live in this day and age where the media, the Democrats, have created this alternate universe of double standards and what's okay for one person to do, what's not okay. If you're a liberal, you can have racial humor. You could do all those things. If you're a Republican, a conservative, and you do those things, you're a racist. So they have all sorts of double standard. So ultimately, and I don't like to beat a dead horse, but I will say it again. When Trump was talking, it was not a reference of, I just see a girl on the street and I'm allowed to walk up to her and grab her by the pussy because I'm rich and famous and that's my right. It wasn't the case. It was, when you're rich and you're famous, you have groupies. You have chicks that will wait outside your trailer, that will wait outside your apartment. They will let you do whatever you want to them. If you want to take a dump on them, they'll let you. Why? Because you're famous. You're powerful. You're rich. No different than the captain of the football team when you were in high school had his pick of any girl he wanted. Girls were lined up to go to homecoming with whoever the captain of the football team was. No different. No different. But the media spun it to sexual assault. So once that happened, how do you then combat any girl coming out of the woodwork saying, yeah, he grabbed my pussy. He kissed me on the lips without my permission. You just mimic exactly what Trump said in the tape. So then how do you dispel it? And when somebody would argue with Anderson Cooper, or argue with Don Lemon, or argue with Wolf Blitzer, or argue with whoever, what they would say is, but Donald Trump admitted that's what he does. So, duh. Why would we say that girl's full of crap if she's repeating a story of something that happened to her that Donald Trump admitted to do? So, what does Hillary do today? Gets an old black woman to get on stage in North Carolina and say, many, 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 many years ago, I tried to get an apartment in one of the buildings that Donald Trump and his father owned. I was rejected based on my skin. He's a racist. Well, what do you say to that? That's not true. Why do you say it's not true? Wasn't your company's under investigation for doing that? Wasn't your father's apartment building sued for doing that? Yeah. Okay. Well, this lady tried to get an apartment and you turned her down because she's black. What do you say? Like, what do you... You can't say anything to that. Can't say anything to that. You can't say, well, she's full of crap. You're going to say that about an 80-year-old... I mean, Democrats, that's all they have is racial stuff. That's it. That's all they got. That's it. It's all about race. Oh, why did you... Well, you're a racist. You're a sexist. You're a homophobe. You're a xenophobe. You're a fat phobe. You're an ugly phobe. If you don't like what we like, you are instantly labeled a phobe. You're instantly labeled a hater. You're not allowed to not like something just because you don't like it. You just don't like it. Hey, do you like your girlfriend nibbling on your ear? Maybe some do. Maybe some don't. It's nothing deeper than that. It's just nothing deeper than that. Do you like to date fat girls? Do you like to date fat guys? Do you like to have your girlfriend being fat? Do you like your husband to be fat? Do you like to just sit around on the couch and stuff your face with potato chips and ice cream? Bah, 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 bah. Do you like that? No. Do you like to go to the gym? Do you like to work out? Okay. Why does that mean you're a phobe? Why does that mean you're fat shaming? Why does that mean it's fascinating. It's just fascinating. Why don't you have black friends? Are you racist? No, I just don't have black. Why isn't your wife black? Are you racist? No, I never was really attracted to the point of marrying a black woman. I don't, why? Are you a racist? No, I just don't. And so you get put on this weird, like, and that's all the Democrats have. It's all the Democrats have. What is Hillary Clinton running on? Just that's all I want to know from my liberal turd friends. What is she running on? Because all I hear is, well, Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump is a homophobe. Donald Trump is going to bring back slavery. Donald Trump, okay, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to lower the Obamacare costs so I'm not paying $300 more a month? Are you going to do that? Just are you going to do that? Are you going to deport people that are here illegally? Are you going to do that? I'm not talking about breaking up families. Listen, are you going to go and deport the asshole that tries to bum rush my car when I go to Home Depot? How's that? When I go to Home Depot and I pull in and there's like 35 whatevers, and when I park, they run up to my car. No, get away from me. I'm going to buy a plunger, bro. Are you going to deport them? No, that'll break up family. Okay. How about the one selling oranges down on... Okay. All right. I mean, what are the Democrats... What is Hillary going to do? What is she going to do? What is she going to do? Are they going to fix the problems that we have in the Middle East? She's going to put a no-fly zone. She said she's going to put a no-fly zone in. You know, the liberals, the Anderson Cooper, the media, they love to go, and Donald Trump says he knows more than the generals. He knows more than the generals. Let's have this retired general. Well, Hillary Clinton says she's going to put a no-fly zone in Syria. And yet, the Pentagon, the generals, everybody in the military says, no, that's not a good idea. Because if you do that, you better be prepared for war. If you're going to put a no-fly zone in Syria, that means any plane that crosses that line, you've got to shoot it down. And if that means it's a Russian plane and you shoot a Russian plane down, then you need to be prepared for war. Okay, so what's Hillary going to do? We're going to do more of the same? No. Donald Trump has the endorsement of the KKK. Okay, and Hillary Clinton has the endorsement of Lena Dunham. There. You know what I'm saying? I mean, does anybody have any control over who supports them? I mean, seriously. I guess you could take a poll. You go to Attica. Hey, here, go to Attica. Go to Attica and have a prison guard go down the line. Hey, 056678, Who do you support in the presidential election? Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? Hillary Clinton. Okay. You, prisoner, 6'5". I guess you could go down a line in Attica and then have a poll and say, yes, 2,375 inmates of Attica support Hillary Clinton. 975 inmates of Attica support Donald Trump. Now, out of the 2,000 plus yada, yada, yada that support Hillary, 900 of them are pedophiles. Yes, they've had sex with children. Now, out of that 900, 400 had sex with those children who are under the age of 6 and then killed them. I mean, I guess you could do the same thing and then do a report and say Hillary Clinton's got the support of pedophiles. Well, she actually does, because Anthony Weiner supports her. He's a pedophile. But I mean, it's just ludicrous. It's just ludicrous. And the only thing they could bring up is the time when Donald Trump said, I don't know what you're talking about, David Duke. And instantly they said, well, he didn't deny. He didn't write. Yeah, but again, Donald Trump is not a politician. He generally was like, what? What are you David Duke? I don't know anything, David Duke. I don't. Why are you asking me about that? He support. I don't know what you're. It was more of that. It was no different than if somebody said to me, or any of you, hey man, you know that guy that had sex with those 10 dogs? He said he loves you. Thinks you're an awesome guy. What? I don't know what you're talking about, a guy. I mean, seriously, it's like, what? What are you talking about? So that's their only connection. And then subsequently, Trump said, I denounce him. I denounce him. I don't want him. I don't want his support. I hate him. I hate him. Poo, poo, poo. I spit on him, poo. Okay, there. Is that good, guys? I mean, Jesus Christ. So Don Jr. or Eric, one of the Trump kids, today had to say, I'll kill him. I'll put a bullet in his head. There, how's that? That hasn't, as funny as it is, that didn't get any play. That didn't get any play. The senator who joked on a private conversation with a bunch of people about a target on Hillary Clinton's head, that got huge play. That got huge play. A newspaper, some half-assed newspaper by a bunch of KKK guys. I mean, just think about this. Think about this. The media is acting as if this newspaper has some type of national circulation. It's some homebrewed listen, right in California and Los Angeles, there's a half-ass newspaper, okay, that is an advertisement for hooker ads and other escort services. It's called Exposed or X. It's a newspaper. It's a legitimate newspaper. It's given away for free. You could find it in Los Angeles. Yes, we live in the city of sin. That we forget Vegas, Los Angeles, city of angels. No, we are the city of just filthy, dirty sin. Okay. We got casinos. We got better stuff in Los Angeles. We are dirty, dirty people. So we have a sex newspaper that's available for free. Now, if they endorse Trump, would that make headlines? This newspaper, if they endorsed Hillary Clinton, what would that mean? That hookers, would that make national headlines? I mean, they act like the Klan has a newspaper that we could go buy at your local newsstand. That you go to the airport and when's my plane leave? Oh, it leaves in an hour. I'm going to go to the little store here and pick up a water, some M&Ms, and something to read. It's the New York Times, USA Today. KKK. Oh, beautiful. Let me get the KKK today. All right. How are you, sir? Just the KKK today. How much is that? 50 cents? Thank you. Are you effing kidding me? It's not a real newspaper. It's not a real newspaper. And CNN knows this. They know this. They're desperate. They're all desperate. They're terrified that these poll numbers are legit. They're terrified that poll numbers from North Carolina are legit, that Hillary's down. They're terrified that poll numbers from Colorado that have her down. The New Hampshire down. They're terrified. But CNN knows this is it's BS. They did a little thing with this black comedian, this heavyset kid with the big afro and the glasses, and he's kind of funny. The United States of the United something of America, I don't know, but he goes and visits like this Klan group in Georgia or South Carolina or somewhere. There's like 10 people. It's like, he's in the car. I'm going to meet with. There's like 10 people. There's no Klan. The Klan's newspaper endorsed Donald Trump. Get out of here. So that's what Obama said. That's what Hillary said. That's all their speech was today. Hillary talking about the Klan's newspaper and some old black grandma who says she applied to get an apartment at a Trump building when Trump's father was around and she got rejected. You can't validate that story. Can't validate it. Can't validate it at all. What do you say? You're lying. Oh, you're just attacking her because you're a racist. Oh, God. So you got to let him just do it. Got to let him just do it. Now imagine Trump goes, I want to bring someone on stage. Hi, my name is Susan. Yes, Hillary Clinton assaulted me. She threw me against the wall and was licking my anus. She was raping me. Of course not. Of course. What are you kidding me? It wouldn't happen. But when it comes to Trump, you could do anything. When it comes to Republicans, you could do anything. The media doesn't care. They don't care. You could say and get away with anything. You could call, you're a racist. Why am I a racist? I'll give you one. My buddy Olivia Nunzio. And I know I say her name wrong, but I'm going to say Nunzio. She's a putz. She's a liberal hack that works for the Daily Beast, which, and I will always say it here because no one else says it, and you're never going to hear it on the media. It's owned by a company that Chelsea Clinton sits on the board as a president. The Daily Beast is owned by a company that also owns Newsweek and owns like Match.com, a bunch of dating sites. Okay? Chelsea Clinton sits on the board. Do you get that? Okay. The Daily Beast is an extension of the Clinton crime family. That's it. They're an extension of the Clinton crime family, and they're an extension of liberal policies. They're the ones they'll go after. They go after everybody. They go after everybody. They go after everyone that is not a Democrat and liberal thinking. So she tweeted today. Again, remember, Trump was in North Carolina. Hillary's in North Carolina. Obama. Everybody's in North Carolina. So Trump was in Selma. Okay? Was in Selma. You know, Selma, the Mars, the whole thing. And she tweets. And I didn't get it. But then when I'm watching Hillary bringing the black woman who says Trump denied her an apartment 30 years ago, and Obama talking about Trump being endorsed by the KKK, the newspaper, you know, KKK, this national newspaper. And then Olivia Nunzio tweets, Trump fans sing the national anthem in Selma, North Carolina. And I'm thinking, okay. But then I see the Hillary rally with the black lady. I see the Obama KKK newspaper. And then I remember the whole taking a knee down, the knee during the national anthem, because the national anthem, according to, I guess, this weird liberal police thing, like seriously, the liberal PC, the national anthem is racist, and the national anthem promotes slavery. So when I put all of that together, and then I read Olivia Nunzio from the Daily Beast's tweet again, I got what she was inferring. That you had thousands of people in Selma, a historical place in North Carolina with Martin, you know, from Martin Luther King and the march. So you have thousands of people in a historical place that is synonymous with Martin Luther King at a Trump rally, which right out of the gate, racist, singing the national anthem, which a group of liberals have now deemed a racist song. So basically, Olivia Nunzio was tying everything today into Donald Trump is a racist. His supporters were chanting racist stuff, i.e. the national anthem. And in turn, this is what Nazi Germany looked like. And I was just floored. I was just floored by all this. I was like, wow. Wow, really? I mean, that's where we are. The national anthem is now racist. That's where we are now. The national anthem is racist. That's how it was all tied in today. It's pretty amazing.